Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Can the Robin Hoodniks just gang up like that on the Wall Street professionals? Federal securities regulators weigh in. David Brancaccio in New York here. A company that makes products on many a shelf and cabinet in American homes says it is going to raise prices more. Procter & Gamble today blamed the moves on higher materials and freight costs amid these pandemic distortions we're covering. So inflation is bubbling up all around us. Let's consult Jeffrey Cleveland, the chief economist at the investment firm Payden and Riegel. Hello there.
Good morning, David.
All right, so these household goods are going to get more expensive. The company itself is warning us. Is it starting to add up to not just weird pandemic distortions inflation or the kind that we're going to have to live with for years?
Well, David, let's look to the bond market perhaps for answers. Interest rates have been rising in the short-term part of the interest rate market. And that's because investors are starting to consider that inflation could be more persistent. And that would lead the Fed to hiking interest rates, David.
All right. That's the logic of the bond market. But what about Jeffrey Cleveland? Is he thinking interest rates are going to go up that quickly?
Well, I'm skeptical, David. I think we do see a lot of shortages related to the pandemic. I think over time we will work through those. If the Fed hikes rates, would that solve a shortage of single-family homes? I submit to you, no. Would rate hikes solve the problem of not enough berths at the Port of Long Beach, for example? I don't think so. So there's a limited amount of things the central bank can actually do.
Economist Jeffrey Cleveland in Los Angeles. Now, you may remember the frenzy earlier this year, people using apps to go crazy buying stock in the retail video game company GameStop. That downtrodden stock price then shot up with individual traders coordinating online and piling in. The Securities and Exchange Commission has now been studying the phenomenon and may turn to new rules. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with that.
Yeah, David, the report is raising questions about what kind of additional scrutiny might be necessary of how some brokerage firms do business. The SEC is pointing to game-like characteristics of certain trading apps like Robinhood, which was at the center of the GameStop frenzy, characteristics like mobile notifications and animated visuals. The report says that such tactics might need further scrutiny and questions whether brokerages using these tactics are encouraging people to trade more often than they otherwise would. Now, we've heard this before from SEC Chair Gary Gensler. In fact, David, the report reiterated a lot of what Gary Gensler has publicly said in recent months.
Now, this GameStop rally brought up a lot of questions about online stockbrokers' business models, getting money to direct the flow of orders to outside firms. How's that work, and what are the federal regulators saying now?
Yeah, so payment for order flow is what it's called, and that's when brokerages sell customer orders to other firms known as market makers. This practice is a big source of revenue for many brokerages that don't charge commission to customers. Well, the report said the practice could be incentivizing brokers to get customers to trade more. So the agency is raising questions about that and, again, calling for more scrutiny there.
All right. Nova, thank you.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people get an endorphin rush when they hear the retail term Black Friday. Others get a sour stomach, reminded of the crushing obligations of the holidays. Be that as it may, Best Buy, Walmart, and other stores are pushing the special holiday discounts now, mid-October. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports.
Nancy Lystash in New Jersey loves holiday gifting.
Between my husband, my mother, my brother, and all the dogs, because we do have six dogs in the family, they usually get like anywhere from 20 to 25 gifts apiece.
She says the gifts aren't expensive, but they take a lot of time to put together. She's already more than halfway done with her shopping this year because she's been hearing the same thing at store after store. Buy now, because if we sell out, we might not get more.
And so now they started to light that fire of panic underneath me. And then 2 days later, I saw all the ships in the Los Angeles port just sitting out there.
She's talking about all the images of ships waiting to unload goods. That, plus factory closures abroad and trucking and labor shortages here, are reasons why Catherine Cullen at the National Retail Federation says retailers are urging customers to shop early.
While they have items available in store now or online right now, they may have lower inventory levels than they typically would for the entire holiday season.
Retailers are sweetening their buy now messages. Best Buy's Black Friday deals start today. Walmart is giving Walmart Plus members early access to Black Friday discounts throughout November. And Target will refund customers the difference on purchased items if prices drop before Christmas. Cullen says early data show consumers are listening, with a record number of people holiday shopping early this year. Diana Smith, a retail analyst at Mintel, says before the pandemic, people were already starting to shop earlier for the holidays.
They're shopping consistently throughout the year whenever there are deals and putting things to the side for the holidays.
She says more than 40% of consumers holiday shop year-round. Smith says people who shop late this year may be left with gift cards. Oliver Chen, a retail analyst at Cowen, says despite all the warnings, most of the big brand name stores are ready. Many stocked up early and have rented extra storage space. He says some have even chartered their own container ships. But
not everybody could afford these decisions and or had the appetite or risk appetite to do that. So in some ways, what's been happening is also the big retailers are getting bigger.
At the same time, local small businesses could get a boost. Chen says supply chain problems have made a more thoughtful shopper emerge, one who thinks more carefully about where goods are made. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
Yeah, I can't afford chartering my own container ship. Our producers are Rose Conlon, Meredith Gerritsen, Stephen Ryan, Alex Schroeder, Daniel Shin, and Erica Soderstrom. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.